Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is sponsored by my company, Goddess Detox. Goddess Detox is a holistic wellness company dedicated to providing women with self-love-inspired products to physically, spiritually, and emotionally detox. If you are a woman wanting to detox her ex, detox negative emotions, as well as to get more in tune with yourself and your vagina, check out our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, as well as our Queen's Theme and Queen's Throne Combo, which is the in-home vaginal steam set for your convenience. You can find out more information on our products at goddessdetox.org, as well as follow at Goddess Detox on Instagram. Tell them Olanike OC sent you. Hey y'all! Today I'm gonna be talking about how anime can make you a better person. Stay tuned! Hello, it's your girl Olanike OC. So I want to talk to you today about how anime can make you a better person and the role that anime has kind of played in my life. And it's played a big role, even if it's only been like honestly less than a year since I've been watching it. But if you don't know what anime is basically Japanese animation, Japanese cartoon, so to say. And it's not just related to like children's genre. It can go up to adult genre, it can go up to fantasy, it can go into romance, right? So I like the genre where it's more real life, more mature, sometimes romantic. And I've only been watching anime consistently for about maybe 6 to 7 months. When I was younger, I used to watch it on Cartoon Network Toonami, but I wasn't really super serious about it. And it wasn't until recently that I really, really started enjoying anime and really started getting into different genres and to the different ones. And since I've been watching anime, it's made such a huge impact on my life. It's made such a huge impact on my life. If I'm doing work at home, I'm creating content at home, and let's say I just finished a task. For me, sometimes it takes a lot of energy to move from one task to the next task to the next task. Sometimes I have to move to one task, do it, finish it all the way, and then relax. And when I relax, I go watch some anime. I pop out my laptop and I put on an anime that I love to watch because it really just helps me to relax and it brings humor. It makes me laugh. I love the expressions and the emotions that anime give. And so for me, I don't really watch a lot of regular TV. I kind of just look up an anime. And for me, that's good enough for me. It helps me to really, really relax. And so if you're a person out there that has a hard time relaxing or you're anxious a lot of the time, I would really recommend finding a good anime and just watching it for about 40 minutes. Try 2 episodes, watch it for 40 minutes and let me know what you think. But not only does it help me relax, but anime has really kind of brought up some shit for me. Like there's one anime that I freaking watch, that I freaking enjoy, and it was called Nana. N-A-N-A, and I'm gonna kind of go more into detail about that a little later. But when I watched the anime, y'all, like, I cried, and I got into my feelings when I was watching that anime because it really touched on some emotional shit. The main character kind of gets in and out of different relationships, different heartbreaks. They go through a life, you know, I don't want to kind of give you a spoiler, but she goes through some real life stuff. And it kind of brought me back to a point in my life when I was going through different relationships, just kind of jumping in and out, in and out, in and out of different relationships. And how, you know, I could have been doing better. And how at the time I didn't know that. And so when I was watching her character, reminded me of myself when I was younger. And that brought tears to my eyes because I know where I was when I was younger. I know the point of how I was feeling about myself when I was younger, and it wasn't really a good point. And even throughout the show, the friendships that they gain in the show, it just warms your heart. They say it gives you the feels. Like, it gave me the feels. And I haven't really watched an animation before until I found anime that was really able to connect with me on that emotional level. Like, the emotional level is intense. And what I like about anime is that it's not always a happy ending, right? I like that there's honesty in it. I like that there's real life honesty in it, because sometimes in real life, we may not always have a happy ending. We may not always get what we want, right? And that's just what it is. It is what it is. And I don't mean that to sound like depressing or anything. I'm just saying, like, there's some situations that are pretty fucked up. And in the anime, they show that. They show some situations that are pretty fucked up and you're like, damn. But it was a real ass ending. It wasn't one of those happy-go-lucky endings that always happen, because sometimes that could be annoying. And another reason that I really enjoy anime is that it's real. Like, it's real life situations. It teaches you how to be a better human. And I know that sounds interesting to say, but honestly, watching anime teaches me to be a better human. Whether it's being generous, whether it's being grateful, whether it's being a good person, being a good friend, it really touches on these little points of being a human that are really actually pretty huge when you kind of think about it. And some points we kind of forget just going through our everyday mundane life. But when I watch anime, they really touch on these points. And when they touch on these points, I'm like, wow, I never thought about that. Or wow, I never thought about this. Or oh, I could be doing this better as a person. And I don't think a regular everyday TV show will ever teach anyone that or teach me that. And so I really recommend watching anime, ladies or guys, if you're not already watching it. My top three animes that I really want to give a recommendation for, one is Nana. You have to watch Nana. N-A-N-A. I want to get a clip in here, but you have to watch Nana. You have to watch Skip Beat. Ugh, so good. That's the one I'm really watching right now. It's so, so good. And you have to watch Gundam. There's many different types of Gundam, so when I get the specific one, I'll put it in this video. But you have to watch these three. But if you don't watch all three, please watch Nana, N-A-N-A. You can stream it off of kissanime.net, I think. But watch Nana, like, please. Like, it gives me the feels. It made me cry. It was so emotional. As a woman, you will connect with it, I promise. And so watching anime just makes your life better. It makes you a better human. If you're not already doing it, do it. I highly recommend it. I highly recommend it for your self-love. I recommend it for your lifestyle. I recommend it if you're dealing with anxiety. You need to relax. You need to laugh. You need to enjoy yourself. Become a kid again. Not all anime is cartoon. Like, when I say cartoonish, I mean childish. Not all anime is childish. And when I say that, I don't mean it in a bad way. But some people are, like, turned off into watching anime because they believe, oh, that's what kids do. Well, guess what? You were a kid before, and you know, now you're an adult. Why would it not be cool to kind of relax a bit and become a kid for a while? Being a kid is actually the most truest form we were ever in. We were hella honest as children, and we were hella happy as children. So why not give it a chance? Watch some anime. You can pick the different genres, whether they're romantic, mature, or more fantasy-like, and see which one, you know, speaks to you. I know the more mature ones speak to me, the more romantic ones speak to me, and humorous ones speak to me as well, but the older ones really speak to me, because that's the kind of phase that I am in my life right now as a young adult, as a young woman. But they really touch on some things. So if you are not watching some anime, watch it, get it into your life, because watching anime makes you a better human being. Peace. I'm always looking for some better anime. So if you are watching anime right now, comment below some recommendations. I would love to check them out. Love you guys.
Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy and to shop our apparel. You can follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at Eleni Gay Elsie. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.